The opinions expressed on Melatonin are individual and not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
It's just, do you ever have that feeling where you just feel like lonely, but then it's not like you're alone, like you have people around you, but in the same sense, you're still feeling like no one really understands you? I've always had that feeling that no one understands how I feel, but it's not because it's that I don't express myself, because I feel like most people think that I'm a very outgoing person, and I'm very happy, I'm very, like, giddy. In reality, it's always surface level. Nothing ever gets too deep because I don't really let it. It's, I would say, like, a trauma response. You would say, like, I wouldn't want anyone to listen to what I have to say because then they might use that against me, or they might not really truly care. So why even say anything? I realized that the issue was not that I have so many friends around me and that, like, maybe more friends would help because I'm lonely. Surely more people around me would help. And the more and more people that I talk to, the more people that I would be surface level with, the more I realize none of it is helping. None of it works out because it's always just the same old thing that I would say, where it's like I'm trying to convince myself the person I want to be, but telling it to others. So then when they tell me, oh, you're so outgoing, and in my head, I'm like, okay, but in reality, I'm shy and I'm really going through things right now. But that's okay because other people think I'm happy. Therefore, I am. It's fine. Like, I'll just get over that.
So it makes it, like, easier for you to believe that you're that person if you're, like, masking in a way?
Exactly.
Okay.
Like, if I mask it and other people tell me, oh, yeah, you are like that, then they validate that feeling. So then I'm like, okay, yes, I am like that. Because you can see a lot of things online where they say, like, oh, it's fine being by yourself. It's like, be okay being alone, do things independently, because in reality, that's the only person you'll ever have left is you.
Yeah.
And that's true.
That is true.
That is true. But I feel like some people, like I did, might take that too literally, where I would always say that, oh, okay, people say that, like, oh, you can do things independently, so I'll do everything independently. I took it to a length where everyone is dealing with their own thing. So why should I bring up mine when I should be able to do it by myself like the others? Well, I am trying, it's like I'm trying to mask my feelings because everyone else seems to do so as well. And I'm just trying to fit in. I'm just trying to be like everyone else. I'm trying to be that person who's outgoing and just happy, giddy, because everyone else seems that way too, in my eyes. It's always been so hard because, like, how does everyone else do it? Extroverts especially, since I would say I'm an introvert, and even the feeling of being alone, like, well, like, I love being alone. Like, I would say, like, being alone is great. Like, I love my alone time, but why do I still feel lonely? To me, it never makes sense. To me, I never understood how I loved it, and suddenly it feels like I'm drowning. Really. Like, it feels like there's no one there, there's no one that understands, and there's no need to try to express it because maybe no one cares. The way I felt that I got kind of around it, or while I'm still learning through it, It's not that you should be by yourself or that you should learn how to be alone and independent. It's because we're social creatures. It's almost impossible to survive on your own. And so I think it's better to be okay being yourself rather than being by yourself. As long as you're being honest to yourself and other people can see that, and you're not afraid to put your true self out there rather than keeping things surface level, being able to have that deeper connection with someone, it truly does help.
How have you been more honest to yourself?
I feel the way that I've been doing it is, sure, like I've been faking it till I make it because I do want to seem outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I do get asked my opinion or my thoughts or my anything about me, when there is someone that actually does want to care, instead of pushing them away like I used to, I would be honest. I would tell them exactly how I'm feeling. I would be telling them, yeah, actually something has been on my mind. Something is like this, like that. And I feel that connection, even if it's people that I'm not, like, I don't really know, that fear of, oh, they might use that against me, kind of disappears. It's because why should I care about what they feel? If in the end, if they do care, then they would also be there for me.
Yeah.
Or if they don't care, then they would stay away from me.
And you wouldn't want them.
Exactly. Exactly. You wouldn't want those people in your life.
And I feel like in that situation, it would make you feel more lonely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because as long as you branch out and you have that belief where you say that I do need help, and whoever reaches out back, that's someone that you can always lean on. Well, not always.
Well, in the moment, I guess.
In the moment, exactly.
For however long.
I don't feel like I should force myself to do things on my own anymore. I don't tell myself, oh, okay, I need to go out by myself because that's fine. Like, I should be fine with being by myself. Instead, I ask literally anyone. No matter how nervous I feel or scared or like, oh, maybe they're busy, maybe they're doing this, I still try to reach out. And if they are, they're busy. And I ask them, hey, do you want to go to this place? They say yes. Perfect. And then we just bonding, and that was fine. So I feel like that's a huge lesson that I learned, where I wouldn't stay in this zone where I'm just by myself. I would be fine with other people seeing who I truly am. And I don't know if maybe you've seen it. Maybe not. But I used to be much more closed off, maybe since we first met. Yeah, I feel like it's more prevalent now, because I feel since that event that happened.
Since your breakup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to open up to a lot of people, and I realized how many people would accept me and how many people were there and would listen, not even just like turn a blind eye or like they wouldn't care, or like I realized the people that would. And I'm really happy you listened.
Oh my god, I love listening. I love listening.
So like that was a good experience, and that was a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what helped me learn more, that like, okay, maybe speaking out about it was more helpful. And also with counseling as well, of course. Like, I love my counselor. I would die for her. Oh my god.
It's the same girl, right?
Of course it is.
She's so cool.
She is so cool. Literally had her yesterday when
we
went through it. Oh my god. She's amazing. We're always going over time. Priya, shout out to you.
Her name's Priya. Shout out, Priya. We love you.
We love you so much. Oh my god. I hope you listen to this someday, because the amount of things that I've learned from her and just trying. Because, like, one big thing that she told me, it's always go in without any expectations.
Yeah.
So that really helped
Yes.
a lot.
I agree.
Like, it was Like, even with this topic where, like, I would feel lonely, like, I would go in without an expectation, do something, even either by myself or not,
mm-hmm.
and something would come out, and that was great. Loved it. Oh my God. It has allowed me to create new bonds and relationships with new people that I never thought I would, because I just came in without any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think of, like, okay, maybe this person is, like, the one, maybe this person is the place, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but, like, it's always, like, a good outcome, like, most
exactly,
of the time.
Because, like, if you go in with nothing and you come out with at least something, that's better than anything that you thought of.
Like, my thing is, like, with expectation, I will always, like, let myself down. And it's the worst.
No, exactly.
It's the worst.
No, because, like, you're always expecting the most. You're always expecting, like, okay, maybe this will happen. Yes.
Yeah, this will happen.
Exactly.
And I'll achieve this. I'll do this. And then you get there. And then no.
No.
It will never be like that.
No. So it's just... It's so many life lessons that I've learned from Priya herself. Oh, my queen.
We love her.
And it's just... I feel so much... better and smarter, wiser, and
you sound so much better and smarter and wiser.
Thank you.
And you, like, genuinely feel, like, happier.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Of course.
I'm not messing this one, please. Like, this is really truly me. Like,
this
I
is really truly me.
Yes.
You?
I haven't. Yeah, because, like, I haven't really felt lonely in a while.
Oh, I was gonna ask. Like, that's good.
And yeah, thank you.
It's really good.
It's because, like, it's been so long since, like, I've kept my peace for so long as well, and I realized that, oh my God, nothing is happening in my life. Like,
what?
Well, like, not, like, in a way where it's, like, nothing emotional is happening in my life.
That's
nothing,
good, though.
Exactly.
It's,
nothing,
like, peaceful.
Exactly. It's just peace. It's, like, okay, sure, there's, like, hard work with school, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. That's just the hard work. Emotionally, yeah, it's taking a toll on me there.
Yeah.
But, like... bonds, relationships,
like, mentally,
exactly, mentally, like, okay, I know I have a safe space to fall back on. I have my family, friends, and those people that I know would listen.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, some people, like, oh, I love them, I love all the people around me, and they will always ground me. They always tell me, like, oh my God, what the hell are you talking about?
Wait,
what are you doing? And it's just they still sit there. They still would listen. They would say their thoughts, of course. And that's how I would always want them to be. Because I always value honesty on top of everything else.
Right, yeah.
That's why I'm always trying to be honest. And that's why I'm also preaching that you should be yourself. Because that's what being honest is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I love trying to be that, like... what is it called? Like that... the catalyst. No, I don't want to be, like, the reason, but, like, I want to be person,
catalyst.
That really, like, I feel like that's so self-centered.
No, I mean, like, you're trying to start a movement.
No, but, like, I don't that's kind of okay, like, that's, like, what I want to preach to, like, others around me. That's and I feel like that is something that I've been getting out of my friends, and I think they value that. They value that there is someone that is open to listen to their honest thoughts.
Yeah.
And it has helped them be more themselves and bond with other people and realizing that their self-worth is really valued. And if they can't be honest with someone, then they realize, oh, okay, that's not the right person.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right person to be friends with. That's not the right person to have a relationship. That's not the right person to have in your life at all.
Right.
Because if you can't be honest at all, and you're always masking it, then
it's
what's,
like,
the point?
That's
just draining.
It is draining, yeah.
It's completely draining.
And, like, you owe it to yourself.
Exactly.
To be you and to
exactly.
find the people.
So that's what I really wanted to preach, mostly. Because just be yourself. Because it's also really annoying if I'm trying to get to know someone, and then they're trying to act this way that they're completely not. Because, like, there are so many, there's so much evidence that they don't act like this, but then they do it anyways. Like, people don't know.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Like, when they try to act nonchalant, or, like,
they're
trying.
Oh, I hate, okay, yeah, I hate that.
Exactly.
I hate that.
No, they try to act nonchalant, and suddenly, like, I would realize they would, oh my god, like, they would get, like, this spark of, like, joy. And then they would show it, just
then,
a tiny bit.
Like,
and then
it's like a sliver.
Exactly, just a sliver.
And then I hate it.
And then
I
they go back. And then I'm like, wait, what was that? And they're like, none of it. It's fine.
I hate
like,
it.
I'm fine.
I actually hate it. Yeah.
Oh my god. So that's why...
It's a curse. It's a curse.
It is a curse.
It's a nonchalant
curse.
Curse.
That's why when I meet new people now, like, I will always be myself. So then I want them to also realize I'm not nonchalant.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be either.
No, but that's why you're a catalyst, because you're like, you're doing it so that people feel comfortable to be themselves.
See, that's, like, isn't there a better word? Like, I don't know.
Catalyst
seems so self-centered. I don't want to seem like that. It's just so... I just invite that in.
Yeah. You're very inviting. We're welcoming.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that sounds better than catalyst.
It's so hard to build community and closeness when you're lying, essentially. And that was, like, a lot of my problem. I feel like I'm better at it now.
What, I'm asking?
No,
like,
no.
Tearing it down.
Tearing it down.
Okay.
I think, for me, if I don't want to try, I just don't speak. Which is why at work, I don't speak.
But that's a lie. Because you do. You do speak.
But yeah, but I think everyone deserves that community of that you built when you're yourself.
So would you ever say that you did mask a lot?
Oh, at work I'm like a completely different person.
Wait.
Yes, I think so.
Like, how so?
I think, like, for me, masking is like dulling my personality down, and being like very agreeable, and like. Yeah.
Too agreeable,
even. It's exhausting. Masking is like, for me, it's like playing up my extrovertedness. And it's like, I guess it's kind of like mimicking, you know?
You see other person.
Like, if I meet someone for the first time, sometimes I actually tend to do this a lot. I just mimic aspects of their personality. And it kind of just overwrites my own. As a baseline, I think I'm a very chill person. I'm a chill
very
guy.
Very chill, very cool, very aura.
Okay. What? One second. But like they like talk to me in like such like an like happy extroverted way. I have to take that and then play of my own the way I speak and the way I hold myself to be on the same like level, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you know it is like also me betraying myself. Cause
mm-hmm.
then that's now how they know me,
mm-hmm.
right?
And I have to keep that up.
Yeah, right.
So
it's too much.
Be honest.
Yeah, I think I'm a bit better with it now.
No, I'm pretty sure you are. Like
yeah.
When you say that you mask yourself at work, I'm like, I don't think I see that anymore.
I still do.
But like,
I guess it's cause we don't work together a lot.
That's
but
true.
Like,
I don't really see you.
Honestly, I don't know if you know, I'm a bit of a talker. Like, I'm chatty.
Yeah.
I'm chatty. So, when
so
I'm
then
at
why
work,
do you keep saying that you don't talk?
At work, oh my god. If you were, like, a fly and, like, you're on the wall and you see me, I'm not speaking. Like, my mouth is, like, zipped. I 100% promise that to you. But it's, like, it's hell, actually. Because, like, I'm not speaking for, like, 5 hours straight.
Oh, and you're just listening.
I'm just listening. Like, I think the most my conversations go are, like, can you do this? Yeah. Sounds good.
No, but that's so fair.
No, it's like, and then I see like other people like talking and I'm like, shh, damn it. If only I could. And then I guess in this situation, it's like me thinking that if I were acting a different way, I could be able to talk. Or I'd like get the room to talk.
Mm. But like, but acting in what way?
Acting,
what?
I don't know.
What keeps you from saying your honest thoughts? Or you just don't have thoughts during work?
Oh, dude, I have so many thoughts at work.
So then why don't you like speaking on them?
Because they're... I think, like, for work, I have so many thoughts, but also I don't think, again, I don't feel close enough to the people around me to actually say it. Like, if you were there, I'd be talking, and I am always talking,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we're never scheduled.
I know. Please, yes, and they're like, back to work.
Get back to work, because I'm just chatting and I'm not doing my job. But because I don't feel like I have a bond as close in the workplace. Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, it's a thought that I keep to myself. And that's how I feel about like a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And
like a lot of my thoughts are like my own until you reach a threshold where you are close enough to me and I trust you enough.
How do you get close?
we're going back to the start.
Oh.
We're going back to the start. Be yourself.
Be yourself. Oh my god, we're decomposing you now.
No, this isn't supposed to happen.
No. I twisted it around.
No.
I shared my thoughts and now it's your time too.
This is your podcast now.
So what, would you say that you ever feel lonely?
Do I ever feel lonely? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You seem so Let's talk about that. You seem so like happy. Like there was like a spark in your eye when I said I felt lonely.
Because it's such a emotion that everyone feels, but no one talks about.
It is, yeah. I feel the same. Like, I love the people around me. I love my friends, my family. It's always just like, for me, I feel like it's tied with depression. Like, it's like, you get periods of loneliness and it's just me trying to rationalize it. It's like, oh, but I'm lonely, but like, dude, I have so many, like the people, I have people that I love around me.
Mm-hmm.
So why do I feel like this? So,
it's like, because like they can't understand you.
No, I love my friends. Like genuinely, yeah. They're the best.
Yeah.
I think they can understand me. I'm also very open with how I'm feeling a lot.
Okay.
I guess it's just, it's like tied with like feeling like waves of depression. So like it comes back when I am like more sad, of course. Or like when I feel like I'm missing something from my life. Like anything, really. And it's just like
that reminder that you're like, it's like you're missing something. So because like loneliness is so close to the like that missing of feeling.
Yeah, it's
something
like,
is lost. Like something like, is missing.
Yeah.
Because it feels like you're not alone, but you don't have that thing with you.
And then you're not fully like whole without
exactly.
Exactly.
But yeah. Then it's just, that's so difficult to navigate.
Yeah, right?
Because it's not always something that's so available.
Yeah, and like also like it's not one singular thing that will fix it. So for me it's just like I do get those like periods of time where it's just like lonely. But like it goes home. What can you do?
What can you do other than just tell people and then
And they'll help you like the best they can.
The best they can. They hear it. As long as there's like an ear out.
Yeah, and it always makes you feel less lonely.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was the final episode of Melatonin. Yay! Thank you guys for tuning in and tuning in every week if you did. I love you if you did that. And if you just tuned in today, I still love you. I appreciate it. Thanks for following along and hearing me trying to figure out everything as I go. I feel like this season was kind of like a trial run for me, trying to figure out my footing with this kind of content and like this kind of audio. So if there is a season 2, I feel like I'll be better. Maybe there'll be a next season 2. Who knows? But if you want one, let me know. Find me and let me know, or just DM me, whatever. Thank you to Anthony. Thank you so much to Anthony for helping me record this episode and talking about loneliness. I hope this conversation was interesting to you guys. It was really fun when I had it, and it was 2 hours long. It was more than 2 hours long. We went over time, and I had to cut that down to about 24 minutes. Crazy. But yeah, Anthony's the greatest person in the world and in the workplace and ever. I appreciate him so much. I hope you guys have a great sleep and continue to sleep tight for the spring-summer season because I won't be uploading. But till next time.